20 southern Indiana counties declared burn bans earlier this week. Fire officials are anticipating Monroe County will declare a burn ban if rain doesn't arrive soon. Monroe County Emergency Management Director Allison Moore says the soil in Monroe and Brown counties is currently holding enough moisture that the counties haven't hit the threshold required to declare a burn ban, but Moore is cautioning residents to take care.
We are asking people to just monitor your fires, try to make best choices. You know, if you throw a cigarette out, make sure it goes out, you know, actually stomp it down on the concrete, not on a, you know, where there's brush or leaves and such, just because it is so dry. This time of year, harvest is starting. So, you know, if you're in a combine and you're out in the field, we suggest that you make sure you have a fire extinguisher in that combine, or if anybody happens to be, you know, brush hogging or cutting hay. Just make sure that you do have it and that it is a working fire extinguisher, because you just never know. When the grounds are this dry, fires could quickly start that way. You know, it's camping time. As the weather starts to cool and people start to have bonfires at home and campouts at home, keep them in a container, in a fire pit container, and monitor those fires closely. I mean, at this point, we're not saying you can't have one, but we would encourage residents in Monroe County to monitor those things carefully.
Fire season in Indiana varies from north to south. According to the state of Indiana's Fire Weather Operating Plan, climate conditions in southern Indiana are most conducive to wildfires in February through April and October through early December. Fire Chief Dustin Dillard of the Monroe Fire Protection District says he hasn't yet received any unusual calls about wildfires, but he's keeping a close eye on drought conditions through the website droughtmonitor.unl.edu. He says the county has to reach the abnormally dry classification for the Monroe County Fire Chiefs Association to discuss a countywide ban. The drought monitor map is updated weekly on Thursday mornings.